Hello? Okay. Sorry about that. Today I'm going to show you how Replay AV8.14 sounds when I'm using system access to go. This is a new Web 2.0 screen reader for the blind. To find out more, go to www.cirotech.com. That's Sierra, Echo, Romeo, Oscar, Tango, Echo, Kilo.com. And again, the program is called System Access to Go. It's a Web 2.0 application. No software required. And I'm going to show you how Replay AV 8.14 sounds with the System Access to Go software. Okay, let me see where I'm at.
Title is desktop.
We're on the
PC
desktop.
cursor.
The first thing I need to do is turn off the JAWS screen reader by doing an insert F4.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press enter to quit now or escape to cancel. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
So I'm gonna unload JAWS. I'm gonna lose my speech.
Enter.
The next thing I'm gonna do is press my Windows logo key. Then press the letter R for run. And the next thing I need to do is type in the address. What I did was type in www.satogo.com. That's Sierra Alpha Tango Oscar George Oscar.com in the run dialog box with no speech. I'm going to press the enter key.
Welcome to System Access to Go. Please press enter to begin.
Okay, it told me to press enter to begin.
Please press Alt plus R to continue.
It said press Alt plus R to continue.
Please press Alt plus R again to continue.
It said press Alt plus R again to continue.
If this is your first time using System Access to Go, please listen to this entire message before typing. If you are already a Cirotech customer or if you have a trial account, please type your account number and press enter. To register for a free trial, type trial and press enter. For a 10-minute demonstration, type demo and press enter.
Okay, I'm already a member, a trial member, so I'm going to type in my account number here.
404321 4310.
Okay, I'm gonna press the tab key.
Please type your PIN and press enter.
If I remembered it, let's see. Three. I'll press enter, I think. Okay.
You're logged on. Loading system access. Please wait. System Access to Go is ready. Desktop. List. Replay AV8.
Okay.
10 of 10.
We're on the list. We're on the desktop. And if you're not sure, you can do an insert T, the Windows desktop.
Desktop.
And I already signed in. I'm already signed in to the System Access to Go. I'm going to press the letter R.
Recycle bin.
There's recycle bin.
4 of 10.
Is it 4 of 10?
Replay AV8.
Replay AV8.
10 of 10.
That's the one I want. I have not checked this, and I don't know all the commands for the System Access to Go application. Okay, I'm gonna press enter to start Replay AV8.
Replay of E. Replay of E. Minimize button.
There's the minimize button. Let's see.
Minimize button.
You can do an insert up arrow to hear the button name.
Minimize button.
And it said minimize. Let's use the tab key.
Hide button.
There's the hide button.
Record button.
Record button.
List.
Okay, they said list. So this is the list box list view. Let's tab.
Exit button.
There's the exit button.
Resize handle button.
There's the resize handle button. Everything sounds good here. Let me see how the list box list view sounds.
Minimize button, hide button, record button, list.
Okay, it said list. Let me see if I can down arrow in the list.
ESPN Radio, status last recording, web May 30th, 4:47 p.m., next recording, unscheduled.
Okay.
1 of 18.
Very good.
ESPN Radio, status last recording, web May 30th, 4:47 p.m., next recording, unscheduled.
Let's down arrow.
1 of 18.
It said 1 of 18, that's ESPN Radio. I'm going to down arrow.
KFO 1240 AM Lincoln, knee, status last recording, no recorded shows, next recording, unscheduled.
KFOR,
2 of 18,
2 of 18, let's down arrow.
WMAY 1, status last recording, Zoom May 24th, 1114 AM, next recording, unscheduled.
Okay.
3 of 18.
Just reading everything. And we'll press the end key, the END key on my keyboard.
Era 2, status last recording, no recorded shows, next recording, unscheduled.
Okay, let's press the home key.
18 of 18.
ESPN Radio, status last recording, web May 30th, 4:47
okay,
p.m.
Okay, we're at the top of the list view. I'm going to see if first letter navigation works. So I'm going to press W.
WMAY 1, status last recording, Zoom May 24th, 1114 AM.
It works. I press the control key. Let me press two letter navigation, like WT.
WTMA, status last recording,
okay,
sent May 12th, 1104 AM, next recording, sent June 16th, 1005 AM, 1104 AM.
Okay, let's see if the...
6 of 18.
I'm on a station right now, and the list view is highlighted. I'm going to press the applications key to see if that works. If it brings up the context menu, pop up.
Menu opened. Properties. P.
Properties. Down arrow.
Start record download. S.
Start record download. S.
View shows. V.
View shows. V.
Tune to station.
Tune to station.
T.
Play
last recording. L. View the show's log. H.
View the show's log. I'm going to just quickly go through this list.
Go to guide.
Go to
G.
guide.
Convert transfer.
Convert
C.
transfer. All the hotkeys are read out.
Duplicate.
Duplicate.
C.
This one, I think. Yes, C.
Delete. D. Enter new show.
Enter new show.
Update all podcasts. Remove download. Undo preview properties.
It reads
P.
everything. Let's do P for properties.
Edit show properties. WTMA. Schedule tab. Start recording at 10:05 a.m.
Okay. I'm going to see. I'm in the... Schedule tab properties. I'm gonna do a shift tab.
Schedule tab.
There's the schedule tab. Let's see if I can left arrow, and it should take me to the recording tab, I believe.
Recording tab.
There it is. Let's see if I left arrow one more time. I want to see if I go to the basics tab.
Basic tab.
There it is. Now I'm gonna go inside the basic tab property area. And I should land on the name edit field box for the station.
Name of show, editable text, WTMA.
Okay.
URL, editable text, HTTP, www.replayvideo.com,
okay.
User redirect station.
We're in the URL.
Record to this format, drop down list, MP3 compact low quality.
Let me see if I can change the recording format. I'm in the combo box.
Warm.
That's the wave.
Do not record.
Do not record.
5 of 5.
Warm.
Wave.
MP3 compact low quality.
That's where I had it.
3 of 5.
Works perfect.
After recording, convert to drop down list. Nothing leave as is. Record now. Checkbox. Not checked. OK button.
There's the OK button.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Help button.
Help.
Basic tab.
Basic tab. One more right arrow.
Recording tab.
Recording tab.
Capture by recording audio output speakers. Mic line in. Radio button. Selected.
Okay.
1 of 2.
Let's see if I can down arrow here.
Capture by downloading streams. Radio button. Selected.
Okay.
2 of 2.
I want to up arrow.
Capture by recording audio output speakers. Mic line in. Radio button. Selected.
It's working
one
perfect.
Of two.
Let's shift tab.
Recording tab.
I'm going to right arrow to the schedule tab in the
schedule
properties.
Tab. Start recording at 10:05 a.m.
I want to see if I can change the start hour time that I have here.
Start recording at 10:05 a.m.
Okay. I'm going to up arrow.
11.
There's 11. I'm going to right arrow.
05.
05 for the minutes. I'm going to down arrow.
04.
Okay.
05.
Okay.
00.
There's the minutes. I mean the seconds.
AM.
There's AM. I want to see if I can change that.
PM.
Yes.
AM.
There it is.
00. 05. 11. 10.
Okay.
Stop recording at 11:04:30 a.m.
There's the stop recording time.
Today button.
Today button.
Now button.
Now button.
Repeating. Radio button.
There's
selected.
There's your repeating.
2 of 2.
2 of 2.
Now button. Today button. Record once on. Unscheduled. Set continue. None button. All button. Weekends button. Weekdays button. Repeating. Radio button.
Okay.
Selected.
I have it on repeating. All that
two
works.
Two.
Non. Checkbox. Not checked.
I want to see if I can check a checkbox. This is the Monday checkbox.
Checked.
Let's see.
Two. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay. Let me go back.
Mon. Checkbox. Checked.
It is checked. The Monday checkbox is checked. I'm going to press spacebar to uncheck the checkbox.
Unchecked.
Okay.
Two. Check. Wet. Checkbox.
I'm
going to
press the escape key.
Replay of E. List. WTMA. Status last recording. Set May 12, 11:04 a.m. Next recording. Set June 16.
You can use another voice, synthesized voice, like Eloquence, as long as it's on the computer you're using. That computer must have that SAPI 4, SAPI 5 voice in order for you to use it. You know, I like Eloquence. And the System Access to Go, they recommend using the Neo speech. I don't have that speech. One other thing I want to show you. Let's see if I can exit out of the Replay AV program.
Exit button.
There's the exit. I'm going to press spacebar.
Replay AV. Okay to quit. Warning, no automatic recording will. No button. Yes button. Off.
Okay. I'm going to do insert T.
Desktop.
Okay.
Desktop. List. Replay AV 8.
Okay, we're back on the desktop.
Desktop. Recycle bin.
Okay.
My documents.
I'm on my documents.
1 of 10.
Contains letters, reports, and other documents and files.
I think it's reading the tooltip there. Okay. To get to the help menu for System Access to Go, you press Insert F, as in Frank.
System Access menu. Send feedback.
The first option is Send Feedback. You use your up and down arrow keys. I'm going to down arrow.
Connect to the Freedom Box Network.
connect to the Freedom Box network.
Key echo. Checked.
There's the key echo. It's checked.
Word echo.
Word echo. Check. Down arrow.
Text to speech engine submenu.
Here's where you choose the type of speech you want. Synthesized speech you're used to.
Voice submenu.
Voice submenu.
Speaking rate. R.
Speaking rate.
Average pitch.
Average pitch.
Punctuation submenu.
Punctuation. You can tell it.
Link alert type submenu. L. Optional messages submenu. Link alert type submenu.
That's the link alert.
L. Optional messages submenu.
Okay.
O. Read tooltips submenu.
Read tooltips.
Remote control another computer.
Remote control another computer.
Submit a program that works well with system access to the Freedom Box network.
Submit a program to the Freedom Box network. Like Replay AV, you can tell them it works.
Help and tutorials submenu.
Here.
H. Help and tutorials submenu.
The help and tutorials.
Help and tutorials submenu.
Submenu.
H.
The help and tutorials submenu is where you learn how to use system access to go. What keyboard commands you need to learn to use the screen reader. Not really a screen reader, but, and let's go in there and see what's in there. Right arrow.
System access help.
System access help.
Audio tutorials.
You got audio tutorials.
About system access.
About system access, probably the version number.
System access help. H.
To go back, you left arrow.
Help and tutorials submenu. H. Shutdown system access. Modifier F4.
And what they call, if you're a JAWS user, usually it's called insert. The modifier for system access. When they say modifier, they're saying press the insert key. Most of us are using the insert key. Anyway, or you can use your caps lock key as your modifier key. What I'm going to do is press the space, the enter key on shutdown.
Shutdown system access. Modifier F4.
And it should shut down.
Shutting down system access.
And system access to go speech is gone. Okay. So to start back JAWS up, I have a hotkey for JAWS, and that's Control-Alt-J. I'm going to wait a few more seconds.
JAWS for Windows is ready.
Now I have my JAWS screen reader up and running. Okay? Thank you very much.